Welcome back to the Press Box and our Derby Day special recording and broadcast to my great friend and host, Dave Buzzy Baker. Buzz, take it away, bud.
Gene, the Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Arlington Park, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Okay, so people don't always get, like, horse picks right. I guess our guys in the meteorological thing. I thought yesterday was supposed to be the rain out, and today was supposed to. But anyway, we will still run. We will still run Derby 148. And what did you see from Oaks Day, Mr. McLean, that would factor into your handicapping here on Derby Day?
You know, Buzzy, Churchill Downs has one of the fastest drying tracks.
Yes,
it drains so well. And I think if it doesn't rain between now and post time, that it will be potentially a fast track. I don't think it'll compromise anybody because of the moisture. Actually, I think horses do better with more moisture in the track. On a regular day, you'll see in between races water trucks going up and down the track.
Right.
And so keeping water in a racetrack is more of a problem than draining it. So I think the racetrack is going to be excellent. I think the weather is going to hold. It may be a little overcast, maybe a little wind in the air, but we're going to sing that song. We're going to bring that band out. We're going to bring the horses out. We're going to celebrate. We're going to hold hands, and we're going to celebrate the greatest racing and sporting event this world's ever known.
Okay, so I was talking with some folks last night. I know everybody likes to pick the winner, but what is your favorite Derby bet? Would it be a try? Would it be a super? Would it be the Exacta? I mean, as you, before we get to your actual pick.
Yeah, I'm going to take Epicenter as my key horse. I think it's economically, you got to have a key.
Right.
And so I'm going to take Epicenter, who I think is the best horse in the race. I think he physically looks the best. I think mentally he's probably best, and he's coming into the race off a tremendous win in the Louisiana Derby. So I'm going to take him, and I'm going to key him in all four spots in the superfecta.
Okay.
And I'm going to key him in the trifecta, and I'm going to key him in the exactas with five or six other horses. I'm going to key him with Mo Donegal. I'm going to key with Charge It. I'm going to key with White Abario. I'm going to key with Simplification. And I'm going to and two more, Zozos and Cyberknife. Those are going to be the horses I key in all those spots. And I think economically, you just got to pick if it gets too pricey, eliminate one or two. But I'm going to go down. Mo Donegal is my second pick. My third pick is going to be White Abario. My fourth is going to be Simplification. My fifth is going to be Charge It. And the other two are going to be Zozos and then Cyberknife.
Okay, so now you've really got me in a pickle here. Okay, so and I'm going to ask one thing, and I don't know if I want to go down this rabbit hole or not, but are you still of the mindset that you're just not going to mess with the Baffert horses, the former Baffert horses, because they're former Baffert horses?
No, that quite honestly is not, and I know it's hard for people to believe considering my position on.
Well, no, you've said it before. I mean, I get that.
But
you said
I mean,
last year.
Numbers are what numbers are.
Okay.
And I mean, they're in the history of the Kentucky Derby, they've run 147 of them.
Yeah.
No horse has won it coming in with only two starts in the career.
Correct.
Now, could it hit? I mean, could it run second, third, or fourth? Yeah. But I'm throwing
Taba
out because of the lack of experience. I mean, that's just me. I'm just not going to do it. And I'm a firm believer in history and. And when I took such a strong position against Tisdale the other year, I said, there's only been one New York bred to ever win the Kentucky Derby. I'm not going there.
That's fair.
So that takes care of that one. And Messier, I just simply have watched all of his races, and I don't think he can finish a mile and a quarter. He hasn't shown the ability to finish a mile and an eighth. I certainly don't think he can stretch out and finish. And that's – and my numbers, he gets slower in the last quarter than he does.
Okay.
And so I just don't think he has that – it doesn't mean he can't be a really nice mauler or a really nice horse. And I don't try to blame the horse
No, I get
for
it.
The for the actions of the trainer.
For the sins of the trainer.
Yeah.
But you did say last year, I believe, that you just weren't even going to look at him because it was bad. So that's the only reason I asked. So my other question then is how do you go ahead and just throw out Zandon?
Well, I think the horse ran a huge race in the Bluegrass. I think that there's potential this horse could bounce a hair, and meaning that if you run your best number, can you run your best number again and improve on your best number?
Good point.
And so I think there's a potential of that. I do think he's got to come from so far out of it that he's got the, more of a chance to be compromised by traffic and obstacles.
Do you think there'll be enough speed for him to potentially come from out of it?
I think there will be. I think there'll be plenty of speed. I think the race will be fair. I think it'll be equitable. It's just, as you well know, getting the trip is
That's so important.
And when you come from that far back, the potential for obstacles increase because you've got to go in and around more horses. That's why one of the reasons I like Epicenter. I think he's got the potential to lay third, a couple of lengths off of the front runners and have the first jump headed for home. And
not having much traffic to deal with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I got you. Okay, so one more time. How are you going to play him?
I'm going to key Epicenter. I'm going to play Epicenter across the board. I'm going to play another win bet on Epicenter. Epicenter is my key horse. I'm going to take Epicenter and I'm going to key him over in the exactas, those five, six horses that I mentioned. Mo Donegal, Target, Simplification, White Abario, Zozos, and Cyber Knight. And then I want to turn around with a softer version, meaning if I go $5 on top.
Which is laughable when you say softer version about anything in your life, but go ahead.
I'm going to go with a little less money underneath, and I'm going to use those same horses over top in the exactas. Let's say if I go, just use some easy math, if I
An
go
example.
$2 on top, I'm going to go $1 underneath.
Gotcha. And so people understand you're the professional and I'm just a guy shooting from the lip here. But I'm actually going to play Zandon and Tava in an exacta box and use them in some exotics and see if I can catch a price out there.
You are a man among men. You have won and predicted Derby winners far and exceeding your expertise.
Yes,
the winners.
Yes. I mean, and of course, as you will rightfully tell me, I have also predicted Thunder Snow.
Well, you know, everybody has their mountains, and a few of us have our valley.
The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristet.com, by Arlington Park, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Speaking of the LTS, Mr. McLean, we'll see you and yours in just a little bit. And as always, may the horse be with you.
Come see me quickly, and we're going to have one great day, and we'll
celebrate
the 148th Kentucky Derby in all of its glory.
Love you, my brother. See you soon.
Love you, brother. Travel safe.
Bye. All right, bye.